Animal and human bites may cause puncture wounds, cuts, scrapes, or crushing injuries. Most animal and human bites cause minor injuries, and home treatment is usually all that is needed to care for the wound. Most animal bites occur in school-aged children. The face, hands, arms, and legs are the most common sites for animal bites. Since most bites occur in children, it is important to teach children to be careful around animals and that an animal could hurt them. Young children should always be supervised around animals. Dog bites occur more than any other animal bite and are most frequent in the summer months. The dog is usually known to the person, and most injuries result from the dog being teased or bothered while eating or sleeping. Boys are bitten about twice as often as girls. Children are most likely to be bitten on the arms, head, or neck. Cat bites usually cause deeper puncture wounds than dog bites and have a high risk for bacterial infection because they can be difficult to clean adequately. Exotic pet bites, such as from rats, mice, or gerbils, may carry illnesses, but rabies is not usually a concern. The bites from some pets, such as iguanas, are at risk for infection but do not carry other serious risks. Livestock, such as horses, cows, and sheep, have powerful jaws and can cause crushing bite injuries. Infection, tetanus, and rabies are possible risks. Wild animal bites may occur while hunting, camping, or hiking. Infection, tetanus, and rabies are possible risks. Adult human bites that cause a wound to the hand can be serious. A clenched fist striking another person in the mouth and teeth can cut or puncture the skin over the knuckles. This is commonly called a fight bite. Underlying tissues may be damaged and an infection can develop. Home treatment. Minor animal and human bites usually can be treated at home. If you do not have an increased chance of getting an infection, do not have other injuries, and do not need evaluation by a doctor or a tetanus shot, you can clean and bandage a bite at home. Home treatment can prevent infection and promote healing. Use these tips for treating a bite at home. Allow the bite to bleed freely to clean itself out unless there has been a large loss of blood or the blood is squirting out. To stop heavy bleeding, try firm, direct pressure on the wound. Mild bleeding can almost always be stopped within 15 minutes by applying direct pressure to the wound. Moderate bleeding can usually be slowed or stopped by applying steady, direct pressure to the wound for 15 minutes. Severe bleeding cannot be slowed or stopped by applying steady, direct pressure to the wound for 15 minutes. Clean the animal or human bite as soon as possible to reduce the chance of infection and scarring. Wash the wound for 5 minutes with large amounts of cool water and mild dishwashing soap. Ivory soap works well. Some non-prescription products are available for wound cleaning that numb the area so cleaning does not hurt as much. Be sure to read the product label for correct use. Do not use rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, iodine, or mercurochrome, which can harm the tissue and slow healing. Some bites cause only bruising at the bite site but do not break the skin. These bites usually do not become infected. Some bites may need to be closed with sutures, staples, or skin adhesives so that they won't leave a large scar. Bites to the hand are not usually closed because closing the bite wound may increase your chance of having an infection. Cat bites are rarely closed because they are usually no larger than a puncture. Most bites heal well and may not need a bandage. You may need to protect the bite from dirt and irritation. It is important to clean the bite thoroughly before bandaging it to reduce the risk of infection occurring under the bandage. Many states require that animal control authorities be notified of animal bites. Even if your state law does not require you to report animal bites, you may wish to call animal control to report the bite. They can help you determine whether the animal that bit you has been properly vaccinated or needs to be observed for signs of illness. A healthy pet that has bitten someone should be confined and observed for 10 days to see whether it develops symptoms of rabies. Animal control can also help you determine if the animal is a danger to others and if there are rabies carriers in your area. They can also help you decide whether you need to be vaccinated to prevent rabies. When to call a doctor. Call your doctor if you have a dog bite to your hand, foot, head, or face. If you have a bite over or near a joint, if you had a crushing bite injury from an animal with powerful jaws, if the skin below the bite is pale and cold to the touch, if you have tingling, burning, numbness, or a pins and needles feeling below the bite injury. You may also want to call a doctor if you have severe pain below a bite, if you are unable to clean a bite because it is too large or deep, if you are unable to clean a bite because cleaning causes too much pain, if you have a cat bite, if you have a human bite, if you have a bite from a wild animal, livestock animal, or exotic pet, if you have been bitten by an animal that is either acting strangely or foaming at the mouth, if you have been bitten by an animal that attacked for no apparent reason, or if you have been bitten by an animal that cannot be observed for disease, you should also call your doctor if signs of infection develop. These signs include pain, swelling, redness, or warmth around the area, red streaks extending from the bite, pus draining from the area, swollen lymph nodes in the neck, armpits, or groin, and fever or chills with no other known cause.